a philanthropic arm of FAIR, we upgraded the technology in our classrooms to enhance health science curriculums to prepare students for various careers. I encourage farmers to nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 STEM grants. Visit AmericasFarmers.com.
College basketball, Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. Trump Kim 2 is underway in Vietnam. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un laughing and shaking hands before sitting down to dinner in Hanoi. They're live as Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, President Trump describing Kim Jong-un as a great leader.
I think that you will have a tremendous future with your country, a great leader. And I look forward to watching it happen.
Speaking as the leaders sat down for brief talks before dinner, the president saying he hopes that a lot of things are going to be resolved. And he touted North Korea's economic potential. But for that money to arrive, North Korea would likely have to surrender its nuclear weapons. Chris?
Well, Simon, 8,000 miles, give or take, away back in Washington. The president's former attorney this morning plans to call his former boss a con man and a cheat in sworn testimony to Congress. Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. She's got a preview of the Michael Cohen hearing.
Chris, the president and his supporters point out that Cohen has lied to Congress before, but in prepared remarks, Cohen says he has documents that will back up his claims, including financial statements and a copy of a check he says was from President Trump's personal bank account to reimburse him for hush money paid to an adult film actress. Cohen also expected to tell the House Oversight Committee that the president knew about the WikiLeaks email dump in advance and about a 2016 Trump Tower meeting with a Russian lawyer who claimed to have dirt on Hillary Clinton, but failed to deliver. Chris?
Rachel, thanks. That hearing starts in about 2 hours. There will be a runoff election for mayor in Chicago between former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot and Cook County Board President Tory Preckwinkle.
This, my friends, is what change looks like. We may not yet be at the finish line, but we should acknowledge that history is being made.
Both women are African American. The current mayor, Rahm Emanuel, did not run for re-elections. There were 14 candidates to replace him. The runoff's April 2nd. This is Fox News.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save 5, 10, and 20 bucks with Family Dollar smart coupons. This week, 12-pack Pepsi products, buy 3 for $10. Angel Soft bath tissue or Sparkle paper towels, $4.50. And Tide liquid or pods, $2.95 with your Family Dollar smart coupons. Sign up today. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
House Democrats plan to advance legislation expanding background checks for all gun purchases.
Back in control of the House after 8 years, Democrats plan to advance legislation to tighten background check requirements.
It is reflective of our changing national conversation around gun violence.
Freshman Georgia Democrat Lucy McBath's son died in a shooting in 2012. The legislation would require background checks on all firearm sales and transfers and extend background check reviews from 3 days to 10. Closing the so-called Charleston loophole. There are no plans to take up the bills in the Senate. President Trump has threatened a veto, concluding the measures do not sufficiently protect Second Amendment rights. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The annual Conservative Political Action Conference starts today.
CPAC will kick off an activism boot camp as well as panels and interviews with notable conservatives. Topics will include gun control, faith, national security, among other things. Speakers planned for the conference include President Trump, Vice President Pence, Senator Lindsey Graham, and other lawmakers. The event is being held at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center in National Harbor, Maryland. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Two trains going in opposite directions hit a car on the tracks in Westbury, New York on Long Island. Police say the driver was trying to beat the crossing gate.
There were three fatalities, all from the vehicle. We had 7 passengers that were taken to hospitals, area hospitals, just for precautionary measures. Engineer and conductor were also taken to a hospital for injuries.
That's Long Island Railroad President Philip Eng. A South Carolina man praised on social media for buying up more than 120 boxes of cookies so Girl Scouts could get out of the cold has been arrested on drug distribution charges. The indictment says Dietrich Lee McGowan and 10 other people conspired to import fentanyl and cocaine from Mexico late last year. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday, February 27. Let's check your local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign. We'll go to live to Hanoi, Vietnam in just a few moments.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. News of another business leaving downtown Champaign. The nightclub 51 Main is moving to West Champaign. It'll be relocating to the old site of Rafters on Bradley Avenue. The goal is to open by late March or early April. A developer is reportedly leaving a proposed art center housing project near Lincoln Square. The project would have included an arts and cultural center and would have included 6 artist live-work units and 9 tiny homes. The News Gazette says Bryn Shore Development Director Richard Ciortino cited external funding factors for being behind the decision. The project would have used city-owned parking lots south of the mall. Fire crews battled a large barn fire northwest of Mahomet. This was Monday night. A cow died. No humans were hurt. The farmer who lives on the property called emergency crews about the fire. The whole barn was engulfed in flames at the time. The barn was full of hay. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsize due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
It's kind of a strange observation. Isn't it amazing that the Earth is spinning around 1,200 miles an hour, whatever it is, and it tilts, and we can't feel it?
Yes, Stevie.
I mean, we're now tilting toward the sun. And so that thus it's brighter in the morning and later at night, and then when it tilts back, it gets darker. It's winter. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
How come I can't feel that?
That's gravity, baby.
I know, but I can't feel the spin. It's stunning. Let's check your weather. Every now and then you think of things that are just... Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors from Simple to Simply Magnificent. 2 locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com.
Up towards 40 today for our high, 19 our low this evening. You might get a little spotty drizzle or something like that. Up to 32 tomorrow, down to 24. Again, just a slight chance for precipitation that could happen. On Friday, as we bring in March, we've got morning clouds and afternoon sunshine, with a high 41 expected. But colder into the weekend as we dip down into the single digits by Sunday evening. Right now the temperature's at 31 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, going to try and reach Simon Owen. He's in Hanoi, Vietnam. We are in Ho Chi Minh City, which is south of Vietnam. Vietnam's kind of a long, skinny country. And that's where the meeting between Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, and our president, Donald Trump, are meeting for Summit 2.0, and they are just having dinner as we speak, and then another day of talks tomorrow. They are 13 hours ahead of us, so it is now 8:09 in the evening in Hanoi, Vietnam, where Simon Owen has just ordered room service. Simon, how are you?
Evening, Stevie. Very well, thank you.
All right. So what happened today? You're 13 hours ahead. It is 8:09 in Vietnam. What happened today when they did their discussion?
Yeah, exactly. We've had a full day here, but actually the two leaders, Kim Jong-un and President Trump, have only met very recently. They've sat down for dinner. It's already evening time here. And they spoke briefly beforehand for about 20 minutes. They had one-on-one talks. And before that, they spoke to reporters. And President Trump is striking a hopeful tone at the start of this. He talked about the first meeting between the two leaders last year. He said that was a great success. He said some would like this to go quicker, but we're satisfied. We want to be happy with what we're doing. So this is a question of, is North Korea going to surrender its nuclear weapons, which is what the U.S. wants? And that's the question for this big summit. President Trump insisting he's okay with the fact that, you know, not a great deal has happened in terms of really notable developments since the first meeting. And he also described Kim Jong-un as a great leader. He said, I think you will have a tremendous future with your country, a great leader.
But don't you do that when you're trying to get something from someone?
I mean, absolutely. There's going to be an argument there that Kim Jong-un is perhaps somebody with a bit of an ego, and the president has perhaps decided that extending a very flattering hand of friendship is one of the ways in which he can do it. Equally, at the same time, he does go abroad and is not shy to pick fights with leaders in friendlier countries like France and Germany and Britain. There have been instances of each of those leaders on his travels, and yet sits down with possibly the leader with the world's worst human rights record and calls him great. But yeah, absolutely, he may say that it's a case of trying to, that flattery is a way perhaps to surrendering nuclear weapons. I don't think that's quite an old parable in itself, but maybe it should be.
All right, what if they come away with no war between North and South Korea? Would that be significant?
I mean, it's going to depend who you ask. I mean, the idea that they're going to come out at the end of tomorrow when they hold these talks and say North Korea is going to get rid of its nuclear weapons next week and we're going to lift sanctions the week after is not going to happen. You know, it is going to be a multi-year complicated process with bumps along the way. It won't be straightforward. It just isn't going to be. Whether the declaration of the end of the Korean War, which President Trump has to sign off on as the U.S. president, whether that's enough for the North Koreans to come back and say, well, if you do that, we will, you know, shut down this particular research complex or whatever. That's what the negotiations tomorrow will, that's what we'll find out after they have their talks. It's likely to be some kind of roadmap, potentially. I think that would be seen as a success if there were a list of deliverables. North Korea will do this, and then the U.S. will do this in return. But, you know, the North Korea wants all of those nuclear weapons. The U.S. wants all of those nuclear weapons gone. North Korea wants sanctions to be lifted so its economy can get off the ground. And whether either side is willing to compromise on those fronts is what we have to wait and see.
And I would think that most people would be pleased that at least there's a dialing down somewhat. We're not calling them Little Rocket Man. We don't have an aircraft carrier outside of Korea. I would think that's all positive from the standpoint of nobody wants to fight. Nobody wants a war.
Well, I mean, it's not just a dialing down in the sort of rhetoric terms, but, you know, North Korea hasn't conducted any of its provocative missile tests and nuclear bomb tests for well over a year now. And President Trump is always keen to point to that as a success in itself, and that tension has gone. Now, you can say that they don't need to test that much stuff because they know that most of it works. They've done so many tests, but it's not a perfect nuclear weapon system, we don't think. And so the fact that they're not testing more refinements to it is, I think, probably going to be seen as a success by many. It just depends how you measure it. You know, if you are President Trump and you want to solve this, if you want to tackle this problem and get rid of North Korea's nuclear weapons, well, that is a lot bigger than just sort of coexisting with North Korea as a nuclear power and being okay with it so long as it's not firing off missiles. So it depends what the president's goals are.
Okay. Simon Owen, I'm not sure where we're meeting in Hanoi, but I'll meet you there on the back of a black scooter.
Do you want to stop for some egg coffee? That's what they drink here.
Okay. I'll be on the back of a black scooter because there's a lot of those. Simon Owen, Fox News, live from Hanoi, Vietnam, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
I'd mentioned Ho Chi Minh City, where there are 5 million
black scooters.
That's so crazy.
And
it's pretty much a free-for-all.
I mean,
the reason why you're on a scooter is because you're...
Well, there's no... The lowest price of a car is like $50,000 because of taxes.
Oh.
A Mercedes is $180,000. So if you drive it around a Mercedes, you might as well have a sign say, "Hi, I'm rich. Come get me."
I see.
I don't know why you even drive a Mercedes. Anyway, it's a quarter after 7, live from Vietnam. It's Simon O on Fox News. Let's jump to our morning sports. There's a ball game tonight. We are prohibitive underdogs to the Purdue Boilermakers.
Yes. They are number 2 in our conference. We're number 9. We are 6-10 on the season in Big Ten and 10-17 overall, whereas the Boilermakers are 13-3 and 20-7 overall. Should be a good contest in West Lafayette tonight. You just don't know what to expect from our Illini team in this season.
I'll give you the point spread here in a moment.
Okay, thank you.
My brain is saying 13, but I'll check.
Okay. Number 17, Maryland and Penn State will go at it tonight. A few upsets in Big Ten basketball last night, with Indiana upsetting number 19 Wisconsin in 2 overtimes, and Ohio State beating number 22 Iowa. So good stuff happening in our Big Ten with these upsets, and let's hope it can happen with number 14 Purdue tonight. What is the point spread?
Point spread is 13.
13!
Wow.
You called it, Stevie.
I called it. That just popped in my head. I think, would I take 13? I think, listen, let's go. Let's play.
Why not?
Let's play, and you're just so big and bad, we can't play with you. Let's just play. Could you sign this? Could you sign my jersey, Purdue? You're so good. Let's go.
I'm sure that's exactly what Coach Underwood has those guys doing. The Stevie J method of taunting. Upsetting number 3 Duke, Virginia Tech at number 20, 77-72 winners yesterday. I was just looking to see if... is it zero? What's the guy's name that had the blowout with the shoe?
Oh, Zion Williamson?
Zion, yeah.
I don't know if he played.
I don't know either.
It doesn't really matter.
But I mean...
It's the third time in a row Virginia Tech's beaten Duke.
Really?
At Virginia Tech. Nobody's done that in 15 years to Duke.
Okay.
Third time in a row.
All right, then.
So they're pretty good.
We had the Bulls at Memphis tonight. The Pacers are at Dallas. NHL action. We had the Blues over the Nashville Predators 2-0 yesterday, and the Blackhawks are at Anaheim.
Okay.
Cardinals are looking at this 4-year extension with ace Miles Michaelis.
Michaelis, yeah. No, that's great news. I think he's their number one pitcher right now. Miles is game day starter for the St. Louis Cardinals when we play in Milwaukee. So, yeah, good news. $68 million.
Yep.
Not good.
Just reading about that, Carlos Martinez with a platelet-rich plasma injection in the shoulder in his spring training.
Didn't appear he came ready to pitch. So.
Dang it.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Okay. Anyway, Carlos, a good man. Hopefully he'll pitch for the Cardinals this year. Okay, got a text from Paul. He says, I once talked to a pilot. I came up with a random observation that I can't feel the spin of the earth.
Oh, yeah.
And everything's tilting, and now we're getting more daylight because the earth is actually tilting, but how come we can't get dizzy and feel that?
If we got a text in saying, because the earth isn't round, it's flat.
Well, okay. Never thought of that one for a while anyway. Paul says, I once talked to a pilot who said that he flew near the Arctic Circle, that's north, at about the same speed as the earth. That'd be, 1,200 miles an hour, I think. And he didn't move at all? I don't get it.
My mind is blown.
This is why I wasn't into physics and engineering and biology and stuff, because things like that would maybe raise my hand again and say, I don't get it. It's like Tom Hanks in Big. I don't get it.
Exactly.
It's a bug. I don't get it. 359-2255.
But it is 1,000 miles per hour.
Okay. I thought it was 1,200. Anyway, 359-2255, if you have any reasons why I can't feel, and because I can't go on a merry-go-round at the mall. It really kind of, because I get dizzy easy. How come I can't feel that? Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast for the National Weather Service and brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years. WattsCopy.com.
Clouds in, 39 our high, 19 our low tonight, up to 32 tomorrow, down to 24, and we'll bring in March on Friday with morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, mild with a high 41, low 27, but cooler into the weekend, and actually high 21, low 4 for Sunday with some snow showers now in the forecast. Right now the temperature's at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
And you can text in about the summit between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. I think it's a wonderful, if you're talking versus shooting, I like that. Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Got a gun law observation as well. Stand by, 720.
From the Fox Business Network, more shoppers were heading to Best Buy over the holiday season. Its earnings were dramatically better than expected, and it's optimistic about this year. Its sales at existing stores rose 3% in the recent quarter. Best Buy is buying back stock, and it's raising its dividend. More people were applying for a mortgage last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says weekly mortgage applications rose 5.3%. The number of applications for both home purchases and refinancings both increased as mortgage rates remained under 5%. Campbell's Soup is selling its salsa business, Garden Fresh Gourmet. An affiliate of food company Fountain of Health will buy the business. The purchase price wasn't disclosed. Campbell's has been selling some parts of its business to pay down debt. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
It's appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. Okay, what did the text say? Or you looked it up?
I looked up our one complete rotation in 24 hours at a point near the equator of the Earth must move at 1,000 miles per hour, and the speed gets less as you move north, but it's a good clip throughout the United States, it says on the Google. And then it says, why don't we feel the Earth spinning? Well, the spinning and orbital speeds of the Earth stay the same, so we do not feel any acceleration or deceleration. You can only feel the motion if your speed changes. For example, if your car is moving at a constant speed on a smooth surface, you will not feel much motion.
Well, I did not feel much motion when Johnny took me on the Concorde. We were going 1,300 miles an hour, and we were 60,000 feet where test pilots and astronauts live, and there was no motion. It was like sitting in your living room. There was never one bump of turbulence. But I'm not smart enough to understand that either, except the air is thinner up there, or maybe it's just smoother, and most planes can't go that high.
Right.
They go about 36,000 feet.
You rode on the Concorde.
Well, Johnny took me on the Concorde, and it was so unbelievable. And they just, the little windows are small, very small, but you could see the curvature of the Earth.
Wow.
We were that high. But it was like high, and then when you took off, my back kind of went.
Yeah.
It was just like a rocket.
Uh huh.
And then there was no turbulence, and we went to, it was JFK to Charles de Gaulle, France, at Paris. We were in Paris, but it was like I just remember sitting there going, "There's no ever a bump. There was no nothing. It was like this. There's no anything. It's so amazingly smooth. There's no more Concorde, but when there was." And it was all of a sudden light and then dark really fast. Because we're going Mach 2 or something, which is twice the speed of sound. So the reason they didn't want that is over land, there's this huge sonic boom.
Oh.
It's noise pollution. So as we approached land, we slowed down. But over the ocean, man, those whales and dolphins are going, ah, wow, what is that? It's just a boom. Okay, it's 7:26. We're going to talk to our legal ace, Wendy Patrick. She joins us from time to time from San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple of things here about the 45-year-old woman arrested now by officers in Detroit for allegedly capturing squirrels and attempting to train them to attack her former lover.
Oh.
So I would think there needs to be a psych.
She was arrested for that.
Psychiatric evaluation would be my first move there. And a bill filed in Maryland to create safe opiate injection sites, really? Do we want to do that? And the Jesse Smollett case, we'll touch on that as well.
Yeah,
okay.
What's ever happened to Jesse? Last week it was nothing but.
Yeah, but then now he's just waiting for the court day because he's still denying it. And the chief of police in Chicago says there's so much evidence that hasn't even come out yet.
Right.
So there's two options.
Not to mention the $3,500 check to the brothers.
Well, that was for exercising.
Oh.
Yeah. So it said that in the memo, so it has to be.
Videotape of purchasing the rope.
Well, that was just for a canoe project or something.
Oh.
So anyway, he continued. There's two choices when you get into this crisis area. Deny. And come with a weepy confession.
Right.
And
fess up.
And blame Donald Trump. And that would have worked for it. Really. That would have worked for a portion.
Don't forget the blame
Donald Trump. That's the trauma and the derangement syndrome, which apparently is a real thing now.
Yes.
Okay, the gun thing that passed. Now, this is going to confuse many because there are some that think I'm some sort of right-wing wacko, and that's fine. Whatever you want to think. Whatever. But if you listen to me regularly, I kind of cross you up. Because the House passed, like, okay, we got to wait longer for a background check. So what's wrong with that? And this is like explosive material if you are an NRA. I am for the Second Amendment. I'm for legal gun ownership. That's all good. But we obviously have a problem in some cases where mentally ill people are able to purchase guns. I don't think that's a good idea. So what's wrong with delaying from whatever the gun dealer has to from 3 to 10 days or whatever they're saying? I don't think that's a bad idea, and yet this is a Democratic position. So this is going to really confuse you. What? I don't get it. And I'm all for taking the Dreamers and having a 3 or 4 step process of becoming legal citizens. That doesn't make any Republican sense either. This is why I'm confused.
Well, once again, to the Google, effectively creates a 7-day waiting period for all handguns. The waiting period to obtain a permit itself can be as long as 30 days.
Well, I don't care if it takes a little bit longer. I just want to make sure people that maybe if you've had some sort of you've been in a mental institution or something, I don't know if that's a good idea for you to ever have a gun. And I don't know if that's fair or not fair, but that's what I feel. So I'm not consistent with the NRA on everything at all. I support the Second Amendment, but legal ownership, I think we should bring the hammer down hard on people that are carrying an illegal weapon. A weapon that is not their FOID card and their weapon. I think you should pound on them, and maybe that's a deterrent in 20 years. I don't know. It's going to be an evolution, but bottom line is there's lots of guns and there's a lot of people with guns that should not have guns.
So we're looking for your opinion, too, at 359-2255 here on ESPN
93.5. And I said I'm just the leave-me-alone party, kind of what I am, which would be more conservative. I don't like a lot of government, so trying to define who I am, darn it. 359-2255, we're going to be right back. We'll check with Wendy Patrick on these legal things in just a moment. 7:30 on this Wednesday morning in Champaign-Urbana. Stand by.
This is Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump in Hanoi for his second nuclear summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, stressing Pyongyang's economic potential.
I look forward to watching it happen and helping it to happen, and we will help it to happen.
He and Kim starting their Vietnam meeting with dinner.
The president also focused on trade during his overseas visit, signing a new trade deal, which outlined plans for Vietnam to buy Boeing jets and technology from the United States. This coming as the House Ways and Means Committee focusing on trade with China, holding a hearing with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer today.
Fox's Maria Bartiromo. The president's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, testifying before the House Oversight Committee this morning. He is prepared to tell lawmakers Donald Trump knew in advance that WikiLeaks had damaging emails on his political rival, the White House, calling Cohen a convicted liar. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
A developer is reportedly leaving a proposed Art Center housing project near Lincoln Square. The project would have included an arts and cultural center and would have included 6 artist live-work units and 9 tiny homes. The News Gazette says Bryn Shore Development Director Richard Ciortino cited external funding factors for being behind the decision. The project would have used city-owned parking lots south of the mall. Some major job losses for Illinois. Fiat Chrysler has announced plans to cut more than 1,300 employees from its Belvedere assembly plant in northern Illinois. That's where it builds the Jeep Cherokee Sport Utility Vehicle. Earlier yesterday, the company announced it was putting $4.5 billion into 5 plants in Michigan, including building a new assembly plant in Detroit. 6,500 jobs will be created there. The company will cut one of its 3 shifts at the Belvedere assembly plant starting May 6th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Ah, that romantic first date.
Yeah, 7:35. I am Stevie J. I was mentioning how some of these things being proposed for guns I kind of like, and how I'm for dreamers eventually becoming citizens because they were brought here when they were 4.
Sure.
Have I mentioned that 2 of the most influential people in my life happen to be African American? Have I ever said that?
Well, I know your vocal coach.
Well, yeah, William Warfield and then Les Brown.
Oh, yeah.
The motivational guy.
He's awesome.
Went to his weekend seminar in Atlanta.
Oh, great.
And so I guess, and I really don't think of people as, white, black thing. I don't do that because that's Martin Luther King Jr. said that.
Agreed.
So I don't look at somebody and say, oh, what a nice black person. I don't do that.
Right.
I look at it and says, okay, they're really talented, and they apparently are very good at what they... Do we look at the basketball team tonight and say we got 5 African-Americans on the floor? So what? You don't look at your basketball team and think they're black, do you? That's like 40 years ago. Okay, 7:36. Want to check your weather. Brought to you this morning by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit our buddy Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign. Got a little chip on your windshield. They can fix that, but get to it. Let's go, American Eagle Auto Glass.
We've got a high 38 expected today with the clouds down to 19 this evening. Clouds tomorrow, high 32, low 24. And let's bring on March with a high 41. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, 35 Saturday, 21 with some snow in the forecast for Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 31. ESPN, 93.5.
It is always a pleasure to welcome legal star Wendy Patrick, who's somehow awake and so alert at 5:36 a.m. San Diego. How are you?
Good, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to have you on. All right, the squirrel story, somebody actually got arrested because they were trying to train a squirrel to attack their... You need a psychiatric evaluation on this one, Wendy.
That's right, Stevie, and that is one of the things that would be recommended if this case ever progressed. And, you know, cases like this are often debunked after the fact. I've read news reports that have said this is just one of those cases. But I have to say, it's not out of the pale, not beyond the pale, that somebody could train animals to carry out attacks like this. We know that if we ever went to the circus as a kid or ever watched some of those YouTube videos about the kinds of things animals can be trained to do. The extent of the injuries in this case was very stunning. Loss of limbs, and I won't even say the other on the air because you may have visitors that would just cringe to hear about some of these injuries. What also might be a red flag in a case like this is the amount of times it happened apparently before he went to the police. If you are having, if you're being attacked by animals like this, I mean, you would probably only need it to happen once before you started investigating who is behind it, which apparently wasn't hard to figure out. It was the ex.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that the squirrel actually attacked the boyfriend?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, according to the story, there were a number of attacks, and some of them involved him losing fingers and something else. And
you've got to be kidding. Wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
It wouldn't have
needed to have occurred more than once before something serious happened.
And
they actually made an arrest, apparently, of a 45-year-old. The chief of police is in Detroit. Apparently said this case was among the strangest, if not the strangest, he'd ever seen in his career.
Yeah.
Police are doing their jobs when they go out and investigate crime. If after the fact stories end up being false, you know, that doesn't mean that there shouldn't have been an initial investigation. It looks like there was here.
You ever seen a squirrel operate? Because if you could, firstly, this woman needs a psychiatric evaluation. Secondly, the Department of Defense needs to hire her. Because if you can harness the squirrel, you don't need any bombs.
Right.
You're good. These things are amazing.
Squirrels.
They can go upside down and fly from tree to tree. It is an amazing animal. I mean, it really is. That is wild. I've never heard. I thought she was just trying to say, okay, get the boy.
Reporting of a story like this.
Wow.
Is that it came from a site that was a fake news site with a long history of publishing stories.
Yeah.
This is the kind of story that gets out there, and then you see other news organizations coming forth and saying, no, that's not true. But it really kind of gets you thinking that we could use animals as weapons, and sometimes we do. I mean, you know, whether it's a pit bull or a German shepherd or a squirrel, you know, whether or not this particular story is true, it's never a bad time to start talking about issues like this, where how do you prove it? How do you prove that somebody actually trained an animal to attack you versus having a dangerous animal that needs to be quarantined?
Well, that is nuts. Okay, next item. Woman arrested, the bill filed in Maryland to create safe opiate injection sites. Really?
Yeah, so this actually is not the first time something like this has been proposed, and obviously the reason is due to the opioid crisis, but then the counter-argument is this the way to counter that crisis? By providing a place that is a safe space to use your drugs. Now, on the one hand, it would prevent overdose deaths. That's always a good thing. Nobody can argue with that. But the counter-argument to placing a site like this in a community is it might bring drug users to the community. Indeed, that's the point, to have a place where they can do it safely. Maybe people will want to be selling drugs around that area. What, you know, is that going to impact the neighborhood? Do people do drugs and then go out and commit crime? So there's just no real easy way to implement a plan like this. I understand other countries do it. Great. It doesn't seem like we're ready to accept such a bill here. Remember, this legislation was introduced last year and was rejected last year. So this is kind of the second try at it. So you could imagine some of the legislature are basically going to say, you know, what's new about this plan that makes us feel better or at least safe to say this is a way to crack down on this problem?
Well, I mean, it's a program where you can give a few of them and then get them off of it. I would think that'd be the better direction than to just say they're going to do it and they're going to die, so let's just give it to them safely. So that, but that doesn't help. That's not going to last forever. You've got to get them off of the thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, again, the wisdom, are you going to get them off of a drug by allowing a place for them to use the drug? I mean, the way to get somebody off of the drug is to make it not available.
That's right.
I mean, ideally.
Yeah.
That's an excellent counter-argument that I hope comes up with the lawmakers when they look at this again this year.
I hope so. Okay, finally, Jesse Smollett in Chicago, which is our neck of the woods. What a head-shaking deal. There are two things to do. Number one, continue to deny it, which is what he's doing. And or weepy confession blaming the president, which would work for a portion of the population.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that second second thought, because I don't know, would you say Chicago is MAGA country?
No, it is not MAGA country.
Exactly. So red flags like this went up when the initial report came to light. You also were experiencing the height of the polar vortex the night this occurred. So instead of going out at 2 a.m. looking for food, maybe Uber Eats, or I mean, there were options perhaps. That was another red flag. Then there were things like, you know, he reported it was two white men and the perpetrators apparently are both black.
Yeah.
A couple other things, but I have to say, you know, Smollett deserves the presumption of innocence. He hasn't received it in a court of public opinion. He will receive it in a court of law. Probably best to understand the Chicago police chief is very emotional and he's been speaking out. He's done the cable news circuit, but it's probably a good idea to wait till we get into a courtroom and see what kind of evidence that we have. And then and only then maybe this will shake out. And yeah, I think if he needs to apologize, he should. We're a very forgiving society. I mean, he could work again in Hollywood if in fact he deals with this the right way. That may mean facing guilt if in fact that's what we find out in a court of law.
I could have written a 7-minute monologue. He's an actor, for crying out loud. I could have written that for him, Wendy. He could have been there, and there's tears streaming down his face because he's an actor, and he could have said, I haven't been myself since the election. He hates me. He lies every day. And then people say, oh, Jesse, we understand.
You are ready for prime time.
Wendy,
very good.
It just would have worked.
You're right. If he does fall on his sword, you know, he can get back up and move on. He probably won't serve any time on this. I understand it's possible 3 years, but it's also possible he gets probation and has to pay back the amount of time in restitution that the Chicago police spent investigating this story.
Well, and the other angle here is, A, this could have caused riots and death and destruction. It could have done some real, real damage out there. And then the diminishing of real hate crimes when they happen are going to be questioned because of cases like this.
That's right. And that's what a terrible thing. Anytime somebody cries wolf on a crime like this, it does a disservice to all of the real hate crimes that occur every day across our nation. That's a huge problem, and it's a great point to make.
All right, Wendy, always a pleasure. Thank you for your expertise, as always.
Likewise. Talk to you next time.
All right, Wendy Patrick, live in San Diego, legal expert on a few items. ESPN 93.5, Illinois plays basketball tonight. Got details of that coming up.
Hi, it's Corey with MacCom/TNC. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
All right, thank you, Diane. So this squirrel's attacking boyfriend and doing harm. This is a two-year-old story. This is just not true.
But it's trending for some reason. Yeah. Detroit police are saying we don't know why people have caught wind of this two-year-old story. And there's all these posts on social media. And it says underneath the story, for entertainment purposes only. Because it's quite sensational.
You can't
27
train a
different squirrels.
You can't train a squirrel.
I know.
Let's jump to our sports headlines. Diane has that 7:47. There's news this morning from Good Vibes, our favorite place to get our man cave. Details in just a moment.
All right. Illinois, 9th in the conference. Purdue, 2nd in conference play, ranked 14th in the nation. Should be a good contest. Tip off at 7:30 in West Lafayette tonight. Some upsets last night. Indiana beat number 19 Wisconsin in 2 overtime, 75-73. And Ohio State beat number 22 Iowa, 90-70. We also have Maryland and Penn State in action tonight. Right now the Terrapins are ranked 17. Another upset was Virginia Tech 77, Duke 72. Zion Williamson did not play. Some of the main players were quoted and saying we're trying to adjust without them. But again, number 20 beating number 3 Duke. Bulls at Memphis tonight. Pacers at Dallas. Blackhawks at Anaheim. St. Louis Blues over the Predators.
I've been talking about the Honda that I just bought. The CR-V Touring Package has it all, including vibrating steering wheel if I go off the lane. It's just like, say, whoa, dude, drive. And the other night I told you that when I was driving back from Chicago, picked Janet and Gracie up at Midway, and it was like 1:30 in the morning, and the little alarm came on and said, driver not alert, time for a break, and showed a cup of coffee on my little screen. How did it know that? Who's watching me in there? Go drive one of these Hondas. They're really, and some of the bells and whistles. Come on, man. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. Super what they do. So before you buy or purchase a vehicle, why don't you just go in and see what they got on the Beamer side, because that floor on the BMW side is like eat off the floor clean. Honda BMW, saying my friend Ben Quattrone. It's Honda BMW at drivechampagne.com at Neil at Burwash, off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. And if you need janitorial supplies, you're still buzzing about my work there at CMIClean.com. Mm-hmm. CMI is a chemical maintenance incorporated local janitorial supply, and I love going in because they got all the latest Thingamaflugies that do things, and it's so cool. Like, you can ride when you clean the big floor.
Kind of like a Zamboni.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm good at that. And then you've got the little spray thing where you take the machine into the bathroom. You don't have to touch anything, and everything gets clean. You don't have to touch it.
That's good stuff.
CMIClean.com. Betsy and Brad Parks. Make sure you visit as soon as possible to get your cleaning supplies. 359-6262. They'll deliver.
We've got a high 38 with the clouds. 19 our low tonight. 32 the high tomorrow. Down to 24. More clouds in the morning on Friday. Up to 41. Afternoon sunshine expected, but chilly over the weekend, up to 35 on Saturday, then dipping down to around 10, high 21, low 7 on Sunday with morning snow in the forecast. Right now, the temperature's at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
Steve Suderman, are you there?
I am here.
There's news this morning from our favorite place, Good Vibes, where you can get your man cave, your dish, your direct. And, dude, I am really, this is not a, what are you doing?
I feel like I'm standing on the edge of a cliff with a hang glider or something. I'm not sure how this is going to come out, but it's going to be pretty exciting. So we are moving our store after 15 years at this location on North Prospect. That we've sold the building, so we're committed. There's a place moving in here. It's going to do floor covering, and it's a carpet one, carpet master. Oh, so we'll give them a plug. And we are going to the old Round Barn True Value, which is now going to be completely rehab right next to the driver's license place.
Yeah.
And it's a big location. You know, it's going to have all new heating and air conditioning and new floors. And I mean, we're a little dog-eared over here at this point, and you know, it's time to shake it up. But, you know, this is the first official announcement, so Stevie, you get the, get the short straw on this
one. All right. Well, firstly, I like that location. I always like that location.
Me too.
You got a lot of people coming in and out of DMV. That's good. And I think you put a TV in your window, chance to win if you just got your license. Boom. And then people come in and they register and you get them in the store in the man cave and bam, you got a sale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll have to put that one into the hopper there, but, we will not be offering any attack squirrels here in our
yeah, that's crazy. All right, so what about the space? Will you have a man cave in your new place?
Of course. We're gonna have, the format that we operate under is going to change very little. We're gonna have in-home service. We're gonna have in-store repair. We're gonna have custom installation. We're gonna have stuff that's live that you can touch, hook up, listen to, look at. Like we always have. That's how we roll, and the spots aren't going to change on that. We're just going to do it in some different digs. But in order to get there from here, we are going to try to sell every doggone thing in this building between now and the end of March.
Uh-oh.
So there's a sale, and it's going to be announced, and we'll send emails to the people we have stuff on, and they will get written up in the News Gazette, I think, a little bit. But it's too much to mention. And the prices are going to be too low to actually advertise causing troubles with, you know, I don't want Sony's lawyers calling me up.
Yeah, wink, wink, I get it.
Yeah, so everything that's going to be on sale, I took the prices off. It just says call for the best price. It's got gvibes.com. Everything that's going to be on sale has a little green flag attached to it. And by the end of the day, all the prices should be fixed. And we kick this thing off tomorrow.
Whoa.
And,
so wait, hold on here. I don't need a thing, but I'll probably come in. Okay, so,
everything, every OLED TV, every speaker, subwoofer, soundbar, and all that good stuff that we sell here is going to be at prices that you will not find online or up the street.
Wow. Moving sale.
No,
man.
You don't want to move.
Listen, come, first serve.
Right.
Think about it. Steve Suderman is like 40-something. He doesn't want to lift all this stuff. So what in the world? I mean, I get it, and I think it's really brilliant because some of those TVs are heavy. So you carry it out, my friends. What a neat sale, though. But I would suggest they go in tomorrow because, you know, you want to go early on things like this.
Some of these things are, you know, just, we only have one, and we don't want any more, and it's not going to carry over, then we're going to about give that stuff away.
Wow.
Some of them are very, very desirable, high-end models that are never discounted, that are going to be treated with disrespect. So.
Wow, okay, so this is an advantage of listening to me and you and Diane here, because this is a heads up that tomorrow you'll want to go into Good Vibes and they open at, what, 9 or 10?
We open at 9 and we'll be ready to rock.
Okay, buddy. Listen, good luck on this. When will you be in the new place?
If all goes well, April 1st.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty soon.
1 month?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's for the Dick Van Dyke commercial. Could you hold that back?
Oh, sorry.
Wow. Okay, anyway, we're here for you, buddy. This is going to be kind of a, transition. You need young backs. May I suggest that?
You got anybody in mind?
Yes, we can do that because we're going to give away TV if you have insurance and come and help you carry. You gotta have insurance. So anyway, and also another, because I'm an ideas man. You put in the window, if you're not an American citizen, come in for your chance to win a free TV. Because you have the DMV.
I know that.
And then I'd have one printed in Chinese. This is going to attract an international audience. It's awesome. All right, my friend, good luck and congratulations.
Thanks, Stevie.
All right, it's Steve Suderman. I'd go in there, North Prospect, before Bloomington Road. It's like you're going in. Now, go online, go to Best Buy, do your shopping, then go back. And you say, well, this is like 100 less.
Right.
Because you don't want to lift it.
They don't want to take it over to the Round Barn area where they're relocating. April 1st.
I think they'll have a lot of foot traffic with the DMV right there. There's a lot of people going in and out.
Agreed.
You have to do some stuff in the window, though. Yeah, yeah. I'm always thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be right back. Your news will be next with Fox. There's a thing going on with our new medical and engineering with Carl where you could actually win a $10,000 award. Mm. They're giving out 10 of them.
Looking forward to hearing about
well,
that.
Well, I would like to enter. So we're going to touch on that cool promotions make-a-thon. I think it's Carl's make-a-thon.
Okay.
And you come up with a cool medical idea. I think you keep the copyright. And you might get $10,000 to develop it. Because I got some ideas.
Me too. I got this thingamafloogie.
Yeah. Did you steal my idea? Come on, man. That's mine. Oh, no, mine isn't actually a thingamafloogie. It's something you ingest. Stand by. I'm going to share it.
All righty.
A tax refund is more than just extra cash. It provides an opportunity to improve your financial fitness. Busey Wealth Management, led by Kurt Anderson, who's a real pro's pro, can help guide you with expert advice and innovative products and services. You know, the average refund, about $3,000. You can add it to an emergency fund. You need one, even though you don't think you have one. You probably can scramble together and get a little, but it's nice to have a little nest egg there that sits there in case. You can use it to pay off debt, save for retirement, save for a down payment, invest in your current home. Let Busey Wealth Management help. You can start at Busey.com. They have a resource center. You can become familiar with all that they offer. Take advantage of the financial calculators and assessments and education tools they have at Busey.com. When saving for retirement or college, Busey Wealth Management provides the support and resources you need to help achieve your financial goals. Visit them any location. Ask about how you sit with somebody, no cost or obligation. Go to Busey.com. Investment products and services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. The Fox News is next. More and the latest from Korea coming up. About Korea coming up.
This is Starla Carr with Providence.